The bulletin board, keeping you posted. They love to see the temple. Aaron Story, a priest from Baldwin, Kansas, is a talented artist. On a recent school trip with his art class to Spring Hill, Kansas, Aaron teamed up with three other artists to participate in a chalk drawing contest. Although the other three members of the team are not LDS, they were so taken with the image of the St. Louis, Missouri Temple, which Aaron had in his sketchbook, they insisted on including it in their drawing. The judges loved the image, too. They awarded Aaron and his fellow artists first place for the boldness and originality of their drawing. Be a friend. The youth of the Utah Weber Heights Stake were treated to an out-of-the-ordinary mutual activity. You could say it was something special. They got to spend a food and fun-filled Saturday with a special needs mutual group in a neighboring stake. Each member of the special mutual had two friends from the Weber Heights Stake to spend the day with them. The youth admitted a little apprehension about the activity at first, but Amy Houston, 13, said that all it takes to get along is being friends like you are to all your other friends. Not just for primary. Just about everyone who has ever gone to primary remembers their first CTR ring. But Michael Jensen, an 18-year-old from Vancouver, Washington, and Marcy Thorne, another 18-year-old from Watsonville, California, know that those letters can be a great reminder to choose the right no matter how old you are. Michael spent some time painting a large mural of the CTR symbol on his bedroom wall, while Marcy added the CTR letters to her high school graduation cap. Both Michael and Marcy say that the symbol not only reminds them to choose the right, but it also generates questions from friends, which allows them to share the gospel. All booked up. Trevor Chapman is something of a detective. When his search for a significant Eagle Scout project wasn't fruitful in his hometown of Sitka, Alaska, he decided to dig a little deeper and went looking for some place nearby that could use his help. He put the word out to several small towns in the Sitka area. The people of Angoon, located on nearby Admiralty Island, said they'd love Trevor's help on a project to improve their town. But what should he do? After some thought, Trevor looked in the phone book and discovered that Angoon didn't have a library. So he and his fellow scouts went to work collecting books, nearly 2,000 of them, to be used in various community and civic centers around Angoon. Now and then. Ever think about where you'll be in 10 years? That's exactly what a group of young women from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada did in the late 1980s. The Maya Maids of the White Mud Ward, Riverbend Stake, recorded their 10-year goals and predictions for themselves, placed these records in a time capsule, then promised to reunite after a decade. Recently, these young women got together from different parts of North America to open the capsule. They were thrilled to realize that most of their dreams had come true. Each of these young women continues to be active in the church. All have pursued some sort of formal education, with most receiving degrees. One of the young women served a full-time mission. Those who are married have been married in the temple, and several are now raising children of their own. Sharon Duncan Luce, who organized the reunion, says the girls' support of one another during high school was a big factor in achieving these goals. We knew we had a common belief, and that we could turn to each other for help through temptations. End of the bulletin board, keeping you posted.